Bistort moved his great head back and forth solemnly.
My clan and kin have been here since the days of my parents. They sailed here, seeking peace and contentment away from all strife, slavery and war. I was the first born here, and have never been away from this isle.
The young Otter nodded admiringly.
Can't say I blame you, Bistort. Do other beasts ever come to your island?
The big hedgehog winked.
Nay, never. Thou art the first. Look ye at this rock. Strange, is it not?
Shog inspected the rocks around him. They were a bluish-green colour.
Nice rocks, but what have they got to do with it?
Bistort spread his paws to the valley beneath.
Outside of all this, our island is practically invisible, a mere smooth-sided lump of stone sticking up out of the sea. Freebooters, corsairs and pirates have all sailed right by us. They see neither beach nor anchorage, so they think this naught but a big piece of stone, if they chance to sight it at all. 'Twas once a fire mountain, though no more. The soil is fertile, and we have only one hidden cove. Thy ship lies moored there.
Shog chuckled.
A secret island, eh? I want to thank you for saving our lives. We'd have perished out there at sea. Me and Triss, that's the squirrel maid, we was worried about poor Welfo. She looks sure to die soon. She ain't dead, is she?
The hedgehog patriarch nodded back toward the cave.
Thy friend lives. She is in there now, with our healer. But it will be some long time ere she is well again, methinks.
An apple came spinning through the air at Bistort. He ducked neatly and spiked it on his head quills. Another young hedgehog showed up. He was a jolly-looking creature, winking at Shog as he called to Bistort.
See thee, old hog. My apples are ready before thine this season. Try that one for taste.
Bistort unspiked the apple from his head and munched on it.
Mmm, good and firm with sap a plenty. Shog, this cheeky beast is my son, Urtica. He helped to rescue thee.
The otter rose and shook Urtica's paw.
Thank ye, mate. Here's my paw and here's my heart. I owe you my life and my friends' lives too.
Urtica kept one paw behind his back as he shook paws.
Welcome to Peace Island, Shog. Thou art recovering well.
Bistort craned his head to see what his son was hiding.
Art thou keeping something from thy father?
The young hedgehog scrunched his spines together, a sign of obvious embarrassment among his species. He produced a posy of brightly hued flowers, freshly gathered.
"'Tis naught but some flowers for Welfo, the hog maid we rescued. When she wakens, 'twill be a welcome to her."
He hurried past them into the cave, his spines bunched tight.